Proclamation number 8947 of 2nd of March, 1965. Description of the process of the return work. Worlds will come into being and just as many will pass away again, for the number of fallen beings was so great that you cannot imagine it. But also my love, wisdom and power are unlimited, and they always only have one aim in mind, to lead all these fallen beings to perfection, to once again establish the original state, which was proper to all fallen in the beginning. Because again and again I tell you this, that everything has come out of me in highest perfection and that I will not rest until this perfection is reached again. And this work of return goes on in all worlds, which hold endless many thoughts from me, which have become form, which all followeth their purpose in legal order, which are as versatile as the sand on the sea, but which also can cause every being, which has reached I-consciousness, to strive for the creator and shaper of all those worlds, and therefore already the first step to the return from the being itself is done. Therefore as long as creations of earthly material kind still arise, so long is the work of return still not completed, and eternities will still pass before the last fallen spiritual has covered the way up. But there will be no end of that what once has emerged out of my hand. Only its state can and must change once, because no being can eternally remain distant from my love. Only the resistance, which the being opposes to me, is often so great that still eternal times will pass before it can take the way through creation, s, which then also once guarantees it perfection. And that again proves the power, which my opponent has over this spiritual, because it is only then withdrawn from its power, when it is bound in the creations of most different kind. Then it also irrevocably goes the way up. Even if in the law of compulsion. But this is also progress for the being in its ascent development until it reaches the stage as man, where now the opponent has influence on him again. But as long as he still prevents the hardened spiritual substance to let himself be captured by the love power of God, so long this spiritual only strengthens his power consciousness for him, which on the other hand lets my will to form become stronger and stronger to also wrest this spiritual from his fettering. And so he is and remains my opposite pole, which is indeed also inferior to my power when I want to use it. But for the sake of the creatures, which once have to decide between me and him, he will also still remain my opposite pole for a long time, until also he will voluntarily surrender to me. But then the work of return has succeeded me completely, and then only spiritual creations exist, which make all beings happy without measure and now will also no longer pass away. This is the description of the course of the return of the spiritual in short words, but for you the time is unthinkable. You humans have to reckon again and again with the emergence of worlds which serve me to bring this work of return to a conclusion. For I do not reckon with time and space. My spiritual world is endless, and my love has also given life to an endless number of beings who, however, have relinquished it and now return from the state of death to which they voluntarily entered. Into the state of life again. And what the creations of those worlds hold are exactly those spiritual beings that have come to death, which are to win back their life again, and this is well possible in the stage as man. But since also now again my adversary uses his power, which he has the right to do because his following once followed him voluntarily, earthly life is now also responsible. For the human being can certainly reach highest perfection but also fall infinitely low. But for me time plays no role. Because once also the poorest spirit will surrender to me in my love, once also my opponent will return to his father's house and be happy in my love. Amen.